Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yes, sir. This is the thing that they wind things down with at the end of the night. Dan Day does probably as good a job as anybody. Back to wrap things up with you on a South Florida high school sports show for a Monday evening. Larry Bluestein, we've been driving this thing through Auto Nation and UHealthSportsMedicine.com. So we've kind of traversed our way right here the last about 10 minutes of the show and saving the best for last, as we always do. One thing about special teams is until you have them, you don't know how good it is, because as the University of Miami finding out this year with almost an automatic kicker and Jose Borregales, and it is getting better and better in South Florida. We have two of the best kickers in the country, lots of outstanding punters, and somebody who's been right at that center of all that growth, as we talk today, Oscar Castaneda from OKC Kicking is kind enough to join us. Oscar, thanks so much for taking the time. And, 10 years ago, none of this ever existed. You had a few kickers, a few coaches, and that was it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Larry, for having me on your show.
This has all grown up so much, the special teams phase, punters, kickers, holders, snappers, everything. When you came out of Miami High, it was nothing like this. You probably had to go and kick and retrieve thousands of footballs. Talk about the change and how it's come about and what has dictated that we have such great specialists here in South Florida.
Well, when I was kicking at Miami High, of course, none of these, showcases, camps, and all that new stuff even existed. You know, it was just the kicker itself, trying to teach its own, something that happened to me. I was pretty much self-taught, and it was just, you and probably two balls at most, kick them, go get them, get as many reps as possible. But nowadays, with all these showcases being around, that's how the kicking game it just took off,
Right.
It's more exposure for these kids, and everybody knows that kicking is always overlooked, and just with these showcases and these kids putting in the work and, they're not cheap, of course, so spending all that money, that's how they are getting their name out there. And, thank God, I'm coaching all these kids here in South Florida, especially here in Miami, and
right.
A lot of these kids have put their name on the map, when it comes nationwide.
Oscar, when you talk about this, though, this is a lot, even though it's aimed for a team sport, it's a lot like a father who has a golfer or a tennis player. It's almost individual. Because of the fact that you have to do your own work. There's not a lot of people that are, other than a snapper and a holder, you have to work on your kicking, you have to work on your steps, there's, and as a punter, the same way. So there's a lot put into this. I mean, these kids will go out there and kick hundreds of footballs on weekends and probably have everybody that they know filming them. It was never like that. I mean, if you wanted someone to film you back in the day, you'd have to go grab your little Instamatic movie camera and go out there and take a few reels. But now you automatically see what you do right or wrong, because you could show them, you know, either on your phone or a video screen or something. So these kids learn right away. So they could correct things a lot sooner than we had to.
Yeah, I mean, with the new technology nowadays, of course, it makes it a lot easier for them. And, of course, also for us as coaches. You know, one thing about me and something that I focus on a lot, probably 120% of the time, is technique. You know, if you want to become a great kicker, you have to have the right technique. You know, I mean, I always say it on my posts, it's always technique over strength. You know, you could come and kick 80-yard field goals, and, you know, I'm not really going to be impressed if the technique is not right behind the kick, you know. And that's right. What I focus on these kids, you know. Perfect example, you mentioned it earlier, the Borregales brothers. You know, they've been with me for going on 13 years. You know, that's how it all started. And if you look at their technique, it's just flawless, you know. And I have other kickers here in South Florida and Dade County, you know, and thankfully it's expanded to Broward and Palm Beach County, where I'm getting all kinds of athletes that are coming in, putting in the work, listening, you know, and just working on their craft for hours. And like you said earlier, kicking, I have like over 80 footballs. So if you come to a session with me, you know, in a matter of an hour, they're going to kick over 100 balls, you know. And yeah, that's how I'm a strong believer that repetition, especially in this craft, makes you better. And, you know, it's just a blessing being able to help these young men, you know, excel and also reach their dreams to take their talents to the next level.
Yep, no doubt. Oscar Castaneda is our guest. OKC Kicking Camps is what he does. And let's talk about Jose Borregales, since the fans are a lot of UM fans listen to our program. Let's take him back from day one. Was he a soccer kid? Did he always have a strong leg? Talk about how he's developed.
Well, that is a long story. I mean, I could sit here for hours and just talk about how we met and our relationship, which I think is more than just a coach and a athlete relationship. It's more of a family thing. And it all started, I was taking my son to practice one day, and he was playing at the Doral Broncos. And I was just walking towards the field, and I see him and his father, you know, working on kicking. And I remember, I told my wife, I'm going to go help this young man out, not knowing what the results were going to be, because you never know. They'll probably tell me, no, never mind, whatever. But I approached them. I told them that I wanted to help out because I see things that he's doing wrong. And you know, they said, no problem. And then from there on, it was a takeoff, you know. Yes, awesome. He played soccer all his life. He always had the strong leg, you know, and the technique just came naturally, you know. And it was something that we will work on a daily, and we will be on a Sunday morning. I'm never going to forget. We were there every Sunday at 9 o'clock in the morning for 2 hours, just working and working and working. And it's just, you know, and little Andy too. Andy at that time was 5 years old, if I'm not mistaken. And I had Andy kicking right off the goal line barefooted. He used to love kicking barefooted, you know, because that's a drill that I have just to show the kickers that they're having bad contact with the ball and stuff. So he used to love that. And at the age of five, that's how that kid just, you know, just also learned really quick. You know, and both of them were huge UM fans. I remember asking Andy, what's your favorite school? And the first thing he would do is throw the U sign.
Nice.
You know,
nice.
And it was, you know, something that, you know, when I saw that and I started seeing the progress myself, you know, kicking – before that, kicking wasn't, you know, after I graduated from high school and ended up, you know, unfortunately dropping out of college, you know, I was just, you know, focused on my family and trying to raise my kids, and kicking wasn't really it for me at that time. But once you know, this relationship with the Borregales started, it just motivated me. And, you know, it brought the desire to want to coach kicking again, because it's always been
a passion, you know, I'm sure.
How do you say it? It's a passion, exactly. It's a passion. Yeah. You know, and now coaching all these other athletes that I have now, you know, I mean, they're, you know, the Borregales are top of the line, but I have kids like right now, my class of 21, by far in the, I think, 8 years that I've opened OKC are probably one of the best I've had. You know, we're talking about Joshua Lopez, the All Academy, amazing kid, has been a varsity starter since the eighth grade. Alejandro Prado, Christopher Columbus, a triple threat, amazing leg. Yeah. You know, we
good
have
group. Good
Diego
group.
Navia Real from good. Palmetto.
All right, Coach, let me, because we're coming up against a break, but I wanted to make sure, if anybody's interested, how do they get in touch with you at OKC Kicking?
To get a hold of me, they could just follow me on my social media, OKC Kicking Camp, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And then just DM me there, and we'll just, you know, build up a relationship, and we'll start working.
Good stuff. Again, Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. We'll talk to you soon. We'll see you plenty.
Thank you very much, Larry. Have a good night.
Good stuff. That'll be it. That'll wrap it up. Dan Day, thanks so much for everything here on this Monday evening. We'll be back next Monday with you. Don't forget, all the interviews will be up on WQAM.com. Go to the top on demand. Come down to South Florida High School, and you'll see all of them. That's it. We have no more time. See you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.